from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From Radio Service Voice of Indonesia.
From Indonesia to the world. Listeners, you are listening to Voice of Indonesia
on voanews.id and application RRI Digital plus the frequency 3325 kHz.
I'm Kyra.
And also I'm Steve. We'll bring you more information about Indonesia. Listener, here's the news. First, the headlines.
Indonesia accelerates semiconductor industry leap. Indonesia affirms right to food and healthcare at Human Rights Council.
And here is the news in detail.
Indonesia strengthens technological independence through a collaboration between Indonesia's National Investment Management Agency, Danantara, and Arm Limited, witnessed by President Prabowo Subianto in London. This partnership strengthens Indonesia's efforts to build technological independence in the semiconductor sector. Rizka Fadila has the details.
President of the Republic of Indonesia Prabowo Subianto witnessed the signing of framework agreement between Danantara and Arm Limited in London, England, Monday, February 23rd. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Erlangga Hartanto stated that the agreement aims to strengthen national technological independence and complement the government's broader agenda of the national food and energy security.
This aligns with the President's directive to independently master technology, especially in the highly strategic electronics sector. This complements the food security and energy security sectors, and this is a leapfrog for the digital ecosystem.
On the same occasion, the head of Danantara, Rosan Perkasa Ruslani, stated that this partnership is expected to have a broad impact on national industrial development while strengthening Indonesia's technological sovereignty.
Hopefully, this will create a leapfrog for the existing semiconductor industry in Indonesia.
Arm Holdings is a semiconductor design and software company headquartered in Cambridge, England. According to Minister Erlangga Hartanto, Arm Holdings is known to control approximately 96% of chip technology for the global automotive sector and nearly 94% of chip designs for data centers and artificial intelligence. Through this collaboration, he aims to accelerate the mastery of strategic technologies that have been the foundation of various modern digital innovations. Rizka Fadila reporting from Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia's Minister of Foreign Affairs Sugiono emphasized that the advancement of human rights must begin with ensuring dignity in daily life, including access to food, healthcare services, security, and economic opportunities for the public. He was speaking at the 61st session of the United Nations Human Rights Council in Geneva, Switzerland on Monday.
We believe that human rights begin with dignity in daily life, when children can learn without hunger, families can access healthcare, communities feel safe, and when opportunity is within reach. Under the leadership of President Prabowo Subianto, Indonesia continues its national transformation to advance social justice.
According to the minister, expanding access is not merely a matter of policy design, but represents the realization of people's fundamental rights. He also noted that Indonesian government continues to promote social justice as part of fulfilling citizens' basic rights. To strengthen the commitment, Indonesia is developing the sixth generation of its National Human Rights Action Plan, designed to enhance interministerial coordination, strengthen accountability, and ensure that efforts to promote and protect human rights are measurable and sustainable.
Indonesian Minister of Finance Purbaya Yudhisadewa released the February 2026 edition of the State Budget Realization, which accorded solid economic performance throughout 2025. With economic growth surpassing peer countries and a maintained low deficit, the government is optimistic that the momentum of economic strengthening will continue in the current year, despite January's inflation showing slight acceleration. Kiki Purba has the full report.
Amid the complex dynamic of the global economy, Indonesia has shown significant resilience. In the APBN Kita, or State Budget press conference on Monday, Finance Minister Purbaya Yudhisadewa stated that Indonesia has succeeded in becoming one of the countries with the best economic performance among other developing countries. This is evident from the comparison of growth figure and very well managed deficit throughout the past years.
Indonesia will become the country with the highest growth and the lowest deficit in 2025.
That success was driven by strong performance at the end of 2025, where the fourth quarter recorded very positive growth. However, entering early 2026, the government notes at increase in inflation in January, which stood at 3.5%, attributed by the Ministry of Finance more to technical factor or the low base effect of the previous years.
The momentum of economic growth continued at 5.19% throughout 2025, with the fourth quarter reaching 5.39%. Meanwhile, inflation accelerated to 3.5% in January.
The government emphasized that a strong economic foundation in 2025 will be an important asset for the growth target in 2026, which is projected to reach 6%. To support this, the 2026 state budget will continue to function as a shock absorber to various stimulus packages, ranging from transportation discount for the eat moment to strengthening food resilience through national strategic program. Kiki Purbaya, Voice of Indonesia.
Still from Minister Purbaya, during a press conference in Jakarta, he said the state spending as of the end of January 2026 had increased 25.7%, reaching approximately $13.5 billion. According to the minister, the rise was partly used to support the government's priority programs and to drive economic growth through March.
State spending was realized at 227.3 trillion rupiah, or 5.9% of the 2026 state budget ceiling, growing significantly by 25.7% year-on-year. This reflects an acceleration in government spending since the beginning of the year, particularly to support priority programs aimed at maintaining purchasing power and boosting economic growth in the first quarter.
Most state spending came from the central government expenditures, with the free nutritious meal program being one of the factors behind the increase. Meanwhile, he acknowledged a state budget deficit amounting to 0.21% of gross domestic products, but he claimed the figure remains well under control and within the year's budget design framework. He expressed optimism that this year's state budget will continue to maintain stability while supporting the momentum of national economic growth throughout the year.
Indonesia's national arms agency Basnas distributed more than 2,000 iftar meal portions for Palestinians at the Al-Aqsa Mosque area during Ramadan 1447 Hijriah. This assistance, sourced from donations by the Indonesian people, was delivered on Monday to residents and worshippers around the holy site. Chairman of the Indonesia's National Alms Agency, Nur Ahmad, said the meals were adjusted to local needs and consumption habits. He added that the distribution aims to help Palestinians meet food needs amid ongoing humanitarian challenges, while reaffirming Indonesia's continued commitment to global humanitarian support.
The Indonesian Health Ministry received a report from Australian Health Authority regarding two citizens who tested positive for measles after visiting Indonesia. Although no deaths have been reported, the Indonesian government emphasized that measles is highly contagious. They are currently encouraging extra immunizations and making sure medical facilities are ready. Putri Cahaya Purnama has the details.
The Acting Director General of Disease Prevention and Control, Andy Saguni, confirmed that two Australian citizens tested positive for measles after traveling to Indonesia. This information was shared on the Ministry of Health's official YouTube channel on Monday, the 23rd of February 2026.
Kementerian Kesehatan Republik Indonesia
The Ministry of Health of the Republic of Indonesia has received official notification through the International Health Regulation Mechanism, or IHR, from the Australian Health Authority regarding two cases of measles with a history of travel from Indonesia.
The first case involved an 18-year-old woman who had been fully vaccinated, while the second case involved a 6-year-old child who had not yet received any immunizations. While both patients have been treated, the Indonesian government is staying alert because measles cases have been increasing since 2025. As a quick measure, the government is now strengthening surveillance through immunization in various regions. Health facilities such as hospitals are also on standby to treat patients who might have complications.
Di samping penguatan surveillance penyakit campak, pemerintah juga mengintensif.
In addition to strengthening measles surveillance, the government is also intensifying the implementation of additional measles immunizations, including for school-age children in areas that have experienced measles outbreaks in 2025 and 2026. Strengthened treatment and care for measles cases with complications is being prepared at healthcare facilities, including hospitals.
So far, a national outbreak has not been declared. However, Andy Saguni urges the public to complete their vaccinations and maintain hygiene to prevent the spread of measles. Putri Cahaya Purnama, Voice of Indonesia.
The charity concert Harmony of the Nation for Sharing, held by Radio Republik Indonesia in Jakarta, was not only a musical performance, but also a call to strengthen interfaith social solidarity. Ofra reports.
Radio Republik Indonesia, RRI, held a charity concert titled Harmony of the Nation for Sharing in Jakarta on Monday, February 23, 2026. The event combined live musical performances with a nationwide social fundraising initiative. The concert was organized in collaboration with Nada Bumi, Lembaga Persahabatan Ormas Islam, Islamic Community Organizations Friendship Institute, and Lembaga Persahabatan Ormas Keagamaan, Religious Community Organizations Friendship Institute. The collaboration brought together representatives from various religious communities in a spirit of solidarity and togetherness. RRI President Director Hendrasmo emphasized that the event was a collective call to strengthen social solidarity.
So I believe this is the true significance of our effort to invite and mobilize people to raise their voices. Harmony of the Nation for Sharing. Sharing is one form of social solidarity. It also builds a strong sense of social cohesion.
Although held during the holy month of Ramadan, public enthusiasm remained high. As of late afternoon before the breaking of the fast, donations had reached about $49.08.76 and 200 copies of the Quran, reflecting strong public support for the humanitarian cause.
Well, listener, that's the news. Coming up next is commentary titled Indonesia Affirms Human Rights Commitment with Anna Trijayakasi.
The world continues to face human rights violations, discrimination, and protracted conflicts. Even international forums are often swayed by political interests, resulting in the voice of the people being ignored. In his speech at the 61st session of the UN Human Rights Council in Geneva, Switzerland, on Monday, Indonesian Foreign Minister Sugiono emphasized Indonesia's role as the UN Human Rights Council presidency, with the mission of a presidency for all. Indonesia stressed that the Human Rights Council must be a credible, objective, and inclusive space where the rights of every human being are respected without exception. Indonesia encourages all countries to guarantee equitable access to education, health, and justice for their people. Furthermore, Foreign Minister Sugiono also reminded that the world's attention needs to be directed to the situations in Palestine and Myanmar. All these issues must be resolved through dialogue, cooperation, and respect for international law, not political pressure or violence. Foreign Minister Sugiono's message was clear. Protecting human rights is not merely a legal obligation, but a moral responsibility of every country and individual. A peaceful world is only possible if every human being is valued. Real solutions arise from understanding, collaboration, and concrete actions, not empty words. With the mission of a presidency for all, Indonesia is committed to leading the UN Human Rights Council to ensure it remains inclusive and effective. All countries are invited to work together to strengthen peace, justice, and human dignity worldwide. That was commentary.
Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. I'm Indra Asmo, President Director of Radio Republik Indonesia. On behalf of the management and staff of Radio Republik of Indonesia, I wish you happy fasting during this holy month of Ramadan, 1447 Hijriah. The month of Ramadan is a moment to strengthen the values of faith, integrity, and social concern. In line with Radio Republik Indonesia's vision as a trusted, relevant, impactful, and inspiring public media, we are committed to continuing to present podcasts that educate, inspire, and strengthen national unity and values. Through the spirit of Ramadan RRI will continue to fulfill its role as a platform for accurate and balanced information, a means of public education, and a source of inspiration that fosters optimism and hope for this nation. May our fasting be accepted by Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, and may this Ramadan bring blessing, peace, and a renewed spirit in serving the community and the nation. Wassalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Selanda is a traditional snack of Yogyakarta and Magelang, Central Java. The snack is made of cassava. It is shaped like a ring and is crunchy. The original selanda has a savory taste, but as time passed, selanda adapted various tastes such as onion and spice. The making process of selanda is quite long, so the snack is not commonly produced. The recipe for making selanda is firstly, cassava is steamed with salt, coriander, and onion until cooked. Then the cassava is pounded into a mild dough called getuk. Then the dough is ground using a machine until formed like a long string. After that, the dough of selanda is formed into a circle and dried all day long. When it is dry, the selanda is fried. The drying process of cassava, which produces a rancid aroma, is another reason why selanda is rarely produced. In the past, the selanda was sold when people held special or traditional events. But now you can find selanda at the souvenir shops or food stalls in Yogyakarta and Magelang, Central Java. If you are curious to taste the snack, you can also buy it online at online shopping websites in Indonesia. The price is quite cheap, only 10,000 rupiah per pack.
Ada yang runtuh.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on vonews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, here is Indonesian Wonder. When you travel to Ciamis, West Java, Indonesia, you have to visit the Jati Semu Tourism Attraction. This location combines the concepts of nature, education, and adventure tourism. It is located in Jalatrang Village, Cipaku District, Ciamis Regency. From the downtown of Ciamis City, the distance is about 15 kilometers or 30 minutes by driving. This tourism attraction is open every day. Jati Sewu Tourism opens from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. The ticket price on Monday until Friday or weekday is 15,000 rupiah or $1 per person, while on Saturday and Sunday, the rate is 20,000 rupiah per person. Surrounded by thick trees, Jati Sewu Tourism Destination offers a number of interesting tourism activities. You can swim in the Jati Sewu Cibungbang swimming pool, whose water is supplied from the Cibungbang spring. No wonder that the water is very clear. You can also enjoy various other facilities such as underwater selfies, snorkeling, and pre-wedding. The underwater selfies at this location is the first one in Ciamis. For underwater photo facilities, the management has provided various properties such as motorbikes, bicycles, and others. You can also use this facility without additional fees. Listener, for you who bring children, this tourism attraction provides some traditional games including stilt, terompah, slingshot, angklung traditional musical instrument, and so on, which are packaged in a fun way. For you who want to be adventurous, you can also try out the archery and paintball rides. Jati Sewu Tourism also has accommodation and camping areas for tourists who want to enjoy the night atmosphere in this tourism area. Jati Sewu Tourism is also equipped with various public facilities such as toilets, parking areas, restaurants, and prayer rooms. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. I am Ahmad Faisal.
Aku mendengar bahwa kini kau tak lagi dengannya, dalam benakku timbul tanya.
hatimu bertahta. Atau ini saat bagiku untuk singgah di hatimu. Namun siapkah kau tuh jatuh cinta lagi? Meski bibir ini tak berkata, bukan berarti ku tak merasa ada yang berbeda di antara kita. Dan tak mungkin ku melewatkanmu hanya karena diriku tak mampu untuk bicara bahwa aku inginkan kau ada di hidupku.
Kini ku tak lagi dengannya, sudah tak ada lagi rasa antara aku dengan
once you step foot on the enchanting island of Bali, you're welcomed by breathtaking landscapes, vibrant culture, and warm hospitality. To ensure you make the most of your Bali adventure, Here's a story highlighting the essential of traveling in this tropical paradise. Embrace the local culture. Meet the Balinese people with a warm smile and respect their customs and traditions. Use your best attire, and if you're a woman with a period day, don't go to a temple or other sacred places. Explore the natural beauty. Bali is home to stunning landscapes. Do explore lush rice terraces, pristine beaches, and lush forests. Hike up to Mount Baitar. Prioritize your safety. Don't climb the sacred trees, and get the sunrise you'll never forget. Practice responsible tourism. Support eco-friendly and sustainable practices. Choose accommodations that prioritize environmental conservation and respect local communities. Bali's natural beauty is a treasure. Don't litter on beaches, in forests, or the ocean. Dispose of your trash properly and consider participating in beach cleanup efforts. As you embark on your Bali adventure, remember that responsible tourism ensures that this island paradise remains enchanting for generations to come. Bali welcomes you with open arms. It's up to you to protect its beauty and culture. Bali awaits. Ready to weave its magic into your travel story. Safe travels, and may your journey be filled with wonder and discovery.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, which introduces Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in Indonesian language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is di Samarinda. Di Samarinda, which means in Samarinda. You will listen to a conversation about tidak sering. Tidak sering, which means rarely or not often. Chris, a vlogger from Australia, was talking to a shipping company staff in Samarinda, East Kalimantan. The staff answered Chris' question about how long it may take to ship his motorcycle from Samarinda to Bali. Let's listen to the conversation.
Berapa lama motor saya sampai di Bali?
Kira-kira 2 minggu.
Oh, cukup lama. Tapi tepat waktu ya?
Bisa saja terlambat jika cuaca buruk. Namun, hal itu tidak sering terjadi.
After listening to the conversation, I will introduce you to some vocabulary and expressions related to today's topic. Tidak sering. Tidak sering, which means rarely or not often. I will say it 2 times slowly, and please repeat after me. Namun. Namun, which means but. Hal itu. Hal itu, which means that. Tidak sering. Tidak sering, which means not often or rarely. Terjadi. Terjadi, which means happen. Namun, hal itu tidak sering terjadi. Namun, hal itu tidak sering terjadi, which means but that rarely happens. Berapa lama? Berapa lama, which means how long. Motor, motor, which means motorcycle. Sampai, sampai, which means arrive. Kira-kira, kira-kira, which means approximately. Dua minggu, which means 2 weeks. Cukup lama, which means quite long. Tepat waktu, which means on time. Terlambat, terlambat, which means late. Cuaca buruk, which means bad weather. In this conversation, you hear the expression namun. Hal itu tidak sering terjadi. Namun, hal itu tidak sering terjadi, which means but that rarely happens. In the expression, there is a phrase tidak sering. Tidak sering, which means rarely or not often. The phrase tidak sering, which means rarely or not often, or something that happens in a low frequency like occasionally or sometimes. In the complete expression, the phrase tidak sering, which means not often or rarely, was used to tell that late shipping because of bad weather doesn't frequently happen. Here are other examples. Let's listen to other uses of tidak sering, which means not often or rarely. Saya tidak sering mengunjungi keluarga di Bali. Saya tidak sering mengunjungi keluarga di Bali, which means I rarely visit my family in Bali or I don't often visit my family in Bali. Chris tidak sering mengendarai mobil. Chris tidak sering mengendarai mobil, which means Chris rarely drives his car. For information, in Indonesia, motorcycles are a popular private vehicle. The annual motorcycle sales in Indonesia is around 5 million units. Indonesians prefer motorcycles because they are more affordable than cars. Motorcycles are also more flexible for daily use. Before we end today's Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's listen again to the conversation.
Berapa lama motor saya sampai di Bali?
Kira-kira 2 minggu.
Oh, cukup lama. Tapi tepat waktu ya?
Bisa saja terlambat jika cuaca buruk. Namun, hal itu tidak sering terjadi.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today about tidak sering, which means rarely or not often. We hope today's edition will be useful for you who want to know more about the Indonesian language. I am Ahmad Faisal, sampai jumpa.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on vonews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, I would like to present a song from West Java entitled Kalangkang. The word Kalangkang in Sundanese means shadow. The lyrics of the song Kalangkang tell the story of a couple's romance. Both love each other and share their happiness. The beauty of the relationship is initially just a shadow or fantasy, but later becomes a reality. The song Kalangkang was composed by Nano S. The song is presented in the album Kalangkang, which was released in 1988 and popularized by Nining Meida. Well, listener, here is the song Kalangkang by Nining Meida.
Thank you for listening. Don't forget to give us comments and questions too.
Our email, voalisteners@gmail.com, or our WhatsApp, +62 821 2381 2130. And follow our YouTube channel, VOI Official, and TikTok, VOI_official, for more contents from The Voice of Indonesia.
We're going to bring more information about Indonesia, so make sure to stay tuned with us only at Voice of Indonesia.
From Indonesia to the world.